As we go to air, Pope Benedict XVI is celebrating Mass in Istanbul's Holy Spirit Cathedral. Philippa Hitchin is on scene. Good morning, Philippa.
Good morning, Chris.
Philippa, can you tell us where we are in the liturgy?
Yes, absolutely, Chris. At the moment, you may be able to hear just in the background behind me, we've got to the Gospel reading, the Gospel from St. John, chapter 7. The Gospel is read, first of all, in Greek, and then we're going to hear the same Gospel reading in Latin. It's a very colourful ceremony, as well as the members of the local Catholic community. The Ecumenical Patriarch, Bartholomew II, is here, together with the Armenian Patriarch, Mesrob II, and the Syrian Orthodox Metropolitan, all of whom you remember Pope Benedict met with on Thursday evening. The Mass is being celebrated, therefore, in a variety of different languages. We're hearing singing by different choirs and by members of the different Catholic rites present here in Turkey.
Philippa, on his way in preparation for the liturgy before the beginning of Mass, the Holy Father blessed a statue of Pope John the 23rd. Is that correct?
Absolutely right. As he arrived here at the cathedral, there was a group of children waiting to greet him, cheering, singing, and offering him four white doves that he released into the sky. He also blessed this new bronze statue of Pope John the 23rd. Of course, such a very important figure here in Turkey. He was the apostolic nuncio from apostolic delegate to Turkey from 1935 to 1944. Some people even call him the first Turkish pope because of his great love of this nation and its people. And there is, in fact, as well as this new statue that's just been blessed, there's a beautiful portrait of him here inside the cathedral and another one inside the residence, actually known as the Casa Roncalli, which, if you think this is a secular state, that's no mean feat.
Thank you very much, Philippa. We're looking forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you.
Yesterday afternoon, Pope Benedict continued his ecumenical and interreligious activities, meeting with the Armenian Patriarch and the Syrian Orthodox Metropolite, as well as with the Grand Rabbi of Istanbul. Philippa has this report.
Both interreligious and ecumenical relations were high on Pope Benedict's agenda on Thursday afternoon as he visited first one of Istanbul's most famous monuments, the great Hagia Sophia, and then made an unplanned stop at the nearby Blue Mosque, followed by scheduled encounters with the Armenian Orthodox Patriarch, then Turkey's Syrian Orthodox leader, and finally the head of the Jewish community here. Perhaps the most sensitive of all the events on this four-day papal journey to Turkey, the visit to the museum, previously known as Hagia Sophia, was closely scrutinized by the world's media, since this monumental structure, dating back to the 6th century and filled with glittering mosaics, was once a stunning Byzantine basilica, transformed into a mosque after the conquest of Constantinople in the mid-15th century. Both Popes Paul VI and John Paul II visited this great edifice, now under the protection of UNESCO. Yet just a few days ago, Turkish police were called in to remove a group of demonstrators protesting against the papal visit. Given continuing tensions between the Turkish state and the minority Christian communities here, Pope Benedict's every move was watched closely as he stopped to admire the ancient treasures, to sign in the visitor's book, and receive a vase with a replica mosaic of the Virgin Mary from the hands of the museum's director. The visit to the nearby Sultanahmet Kami, or Blue Mosque as it's commonly called, was a last-minute addition to the papal program aimed at underlining Pope Benedict's respect for all Muslim believers. Rumor has it that Pope John Paul II also asked to make a private visit here back in 1979, long before he made his historic trip to the mosque in Damascus in 2001, officially the first time a pope has ever stepped inside a Muslim place of prayer. In Istanbul, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.